USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Pope Francis has changed church law to explicitly criminalize the sexual abuse of adults by priests who abuse their authority. The most significant changes are contained in two articles, 1395 and 1398, which aim to address major problems and shortcomings in the church's handling of sexual abuse. The new provisions were released Tuesday after 14 years of study. Oil prices rose on Tuesday, with Brent topping $70 a barrel, as optimism grew over the fuel demand outlook during the summer driving season of the United States, the world's top oil consumer. Prices were also increased after data from China showed that factory activity expanded at its fastest this year in May. Prices were $34 a barrel at this time last year under President Trump. A chunk of space trash has left a hole in the International Space Station's robotic arm, but NASA and Canadian mission managers say the arm's functionality won't be impacted. USA Radio News.
Recently, Facebook announced its ban on former President Trump, but promised to review the ban in 6 months. Now, Newsmax wants to know if you think Trump should be back on Facebook. Vote in Newsmax's national poll and let us know your opinion. Just text the word North to 39747. That's North to 39747. It takes just seconds. Make your voice heard. We'll share poll results with the 30 million people who watch Newsmax TV. Forbes calls Newsmax a news powerhouse. It's already the fourth largest cable news channel in America, with great recent guests like Donald Trump, Mike Huckabee, Franklin Graham, John Voight, Alan Dershowitz, Ron DeSantis, Nikki Haley, Mike Pompeo, and so many more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. If your cable company doesn't carry Newsmax, call them. Tell them you want Newsmax or you can switch. So vote now in the Newsmax poll on Facebook's Trump ban. Just text North to 39747. Let Newsmax and America know your opinion.
As the United States is coming out of the COVID-19 pandemic, many countries around the world are not faring as well. Dan Araki from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
While COVID cases in the United States continue to trend downwards, Vietnam is putting aggressive restrictions in place to deal with a surge in COVID cases following the discovery of a new variant of the virus in that country. Vietnam's largest city, Ho Chi Minh City, has been placed in lockdown for the next 2 weeks, with the government planning to test all of the city's nearly 9 million residents for the virus. Vietnam has seen a surge of more than 4,500 COVID cases in the last month, more than doubling their reported cases since the beginning of the pandemic.
As concerts and live music make a return to America, a concert featuring punk bands is slated to take place June 26 at VFW Post 39 in St. Petersburg, Florida. People who are fully vaccinated against COVID-19 will be able to get a ticket for $18 in advance. People who are not fully vaccinated are being charged $999.99 for the same ticket. We are USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regard to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of the Epoch Times and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com.
World leaders are pushing back on China's claim the coronavirus pandemic began in the wild. Some lawmakers are saying the cozy relationship between China and President Biden and his family may hinder the truth. House Oversight and Reform Committee's Congressman James Comer on Fox News explains.
Well, I think the Democrats could also fear that the Biden conflicts of interest with China may come to light. You know, the Democrats were very outspoken in their concern about Russian relationships with the Trump family, with Russian business relationships, which we've all know now never were true. Those were conspiracy theories on behalf of the Democrats. Now we have factual evidence that China has betrayed the United States trust in the worst possible way, but yet the Democrats don't want to get to the bottom of this. And I think that the relationship with Hunter Biden in China, the fact that during the Obama-Biden years they clearly gave China free rein to do whatever they want with respect to trade, with respect to climate regulations. And now we've got, pretty solid evidence that China played the major role in creating this virus. And at the very least, they covered it up. They know a lot more than they're telling us.
Right.
And
yeah,
it's just really disappointing the Democrats won't try to get to the bottom of this.
Thanks for listening. It is well appreciated. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Prime.